Thank you, Chairperson, for allowing us to take the floor. Our delegation would like to thank you for your leadership and the manner in which you have facilitated transparent and inclusive deliberations. Mr. Chair, the aim of the certain convention or weapon convention is to prohibit or restrict the use of types of weapons that could cause unnecessary suffering to combatants or have indiscriminate effect on civilians. And from this point of view, South Africa continues to support the humanitarian objectives. Many delegations have expressed, and we concur, that ethical considerations underpin the existing weapons law framework with regards to laws. Our main challenge currently is to focus on the way forward, noting areas of convergence which are emerging and simplify the terms of the discussions. In this regard, the legal workstream should include a discussion on the ethical dimension of laws. While we have all previously benefited from the expansive discussion on the sophistication of technological advancement in weapon systems and understand the autonomy may serve very different capabilities in different weapon systems, in South Africa's view, what remains vital is the notion that international humanitarian law applies to all weapons, including autonomous weapon systems, regardless of speculation of their existence. Thus, any new technology of warfare must be capable of being used and must be used in strict compliance with the rules of international IHL. Discussions current and past appear to show broad agreement among states that human control must be retained over weapon systems and the use of force. Legal norms are, after all, addressed to humans, not devices. This supports the general sense that all weapons, including those with autonomous functions, must remain under the control and supervision of humans and must comply with international law. Weapons not under human control are unacceptable, and human control should be defined and understood in terms of legal principles. These core elements must be an integral part of any instrument. It is proposed that state parties continue to work based on the shared understanding. While the evolution of weapon systems is ongoing due to prolific developments in science and technology, their implications to existing norms of international law prohibiting or limiting the use of certain weapons must be applied, and accountability and responsibility remains with those that employ them. We hope that further discussions will be accommodated in the technological work stream. Mr. Chair, while noting the guiding principles, there are still many questions relating to operationalization. It is advocated by some states. In our view, Para 24A can stop after the first part of the paragraph in Annex 4 of the report. As a first step, and I read, as a first step, high contracting parties at their 2019 meeting endorsed the guiding principle agreed by the group in 2018 as contained in paragraph 21 and in Annex 4 of this report. My delegation therefore proposes the deletion of the rest of the sentence. With respect to 24B, consideration should be given to the financial impact, especially on developing countries, as it may increase financial burdens, which could lead to exclusions. We would like to support the inclusion of a report in 2020, and it should be reflected in the last paragraph. I thank you, Mr. Chair.